because inside, as the main Pasipana relic, they are keeping some of the fragments of the cross of Jesus. I told you this area belonged to the family of the emperor, so the church was once the private shrine and the private oratory of the Emperor Constantine and his family.
entering now this area, in front of what was, I told you before, was in the outskirts of the city. And there was well known since the early Middle Ages, around the 7th century, because of a little shrine built on top of the spot where supposedly Paul was decapitated. Nothing was left of that early shrine, because in 1599, Pope ordered to arrange another space to emphasize this spot, marked on the ground. In 1140, another pope, decided to renovate the abbey, and the monastery connected to the abbey, which was standing here. So now we have a put together of three holy places, the abbey and the monastery, the shrine of Paul, and another shrine. Keeping especially great in this area, everything is still quiet. The monks are living in the abbey, leaving that kind of enclosure, so nobody but men can participate, cross the gate which is inside the church and participate to pray with them. But they don't have they're not in touch, a direct touch with the people, so they spend their lives indoors, inside the monastery. The statue was so, when it comes here, was a statue of Saint Benedict, the one who started this kind of life trend, the one of praying and working. Oh. It was the 5th century AD.
Benedictine monks?
Yeah. By the way, all the religious orders then were based on it.
Problema che lui voleva altro.
In the 9th century AD, they built the new access to the area of the monastery and the church, making it like a mini castle. It was a defending setting right here, made by three gates, defending the way through. And you can still see on the roof some of the frescoes, which were once 16. The donation of this pope to the monks. That's what we're doing. Okay. Fine, I thought about that. This is in front of us. Left side of the monastery, we can't go inside that. Right here, the abbey of the three mountains. Oh, they used to be something older, but in 1140 they built the new church.
I know, but
it was finished and consecrated in 1221. So Rome is purely medieval. Probably the mason came from the north of Italy. They did not use these recycled pieces from Rome, but they used bricks. So bricks are coming from the north. So it was the intention of the Pope to do this. The space inside is, I think, one of the best ever, so I will give you a bunch of seconds to go inside and see that. And the pastor asked me to... Okay, somebody... I was giving you free time, but it's... Che faccio? Gli do adesso il tempo per il bagno? Fanno subito adesso? Okay. And what happened? The Pope in the center gave, in 1140, gave the permission and also the donation to build this one. To whom? Bernard, Saint Bernard from Clairvaux, Chiaravalle. He was the one who established a new branch of the Benedictines called Cistercians. And of course, sometimes when these orders became corrupted, they loved to live in opulence, this and that, some of them, with a stricter mind, say we should better go back to the gospel when Jesus was predicating purity and simplicity. So this is why the abbey is so simple inside. I saw no decorations at all. Very simple facade. The recycled Doric columns are probably from the Roman spot, and the bricks came from the north. So 1140 on top of an older, smaller shrine, and by 1221 this was over. On the right hand side, another little shrine built on top of the spot for Bernard in 1150. Got a vision. He was celebrating a mass, but he went in ecstasy and saw a flight of stairs leading to heaven. And he saw souls of martyrs going up to heaven. So this is why I got the permission to build another little shrine, which was totally redone in 1500. So again, we can't see the much of the original ones. And at the end of this alleyway, we'll see the spot where Paul was decapitated. Okay, so now I give you, Pastor asked me to give you a little time to pray as soon as they come back from... Why don't you...